Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Christmas Eve candlelight service. Great to have you here with us tonight as we join together in worship in this special time as we remember the birth of our Savior in the most unlikely of places to humble people. He came to save us all from our sins and to give us eternal life. And we worship Him tonight. Let's bow together and commit this time to the Lord. Father, we praise you for this service now as we gather in the name of Jesus and remember that incredible night when he was born to save the world. We thank you for the Christmas story, how beautiful it is, how humbling it is, how awesome it is. And we pray that as we remember that night here this evening in this candlelight service, again may Jesus' name be glorified and lifted high. May all of us who know him be drawn closer to him and to each other as we prepare our hearts for the celebration tomorrow. And also, if there are any here tonight who have not yet put their faith and trust in Christ for salvation, that they would do that tonight, that they may come to faith in him and be born again, be on their way to heaven. Thank you for this hour. We pray that the Holy Spirit would bless this time, guide our worship and our thinking, bless Pastor as he brings the message and all that is done tonight. May it please you and bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. 2. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. There is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them. Father, we thank you so much for your grace and love to us. We thank you for this Christmas Eve. Lord, as we remember your coming into this world as a little infant, how wonderful it is to realize that God himself came to be with us. Emmanuel, praise your holy name for all that you are and all that you mean to us tonight.
May each one of us be drawn closer to you. We pray that you are working every heart in life, and help us, Lord, to know that you are still with us. If we are your children, if we have put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, you are with us, and you promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you for that through all of the good times and through all of the difficult times. May we always look to you and know that you are with us in every situation of life. So may your holy will be done tonight, lesson service, and may we truly love you, and we love one another, and serve you in the very best way we can.
It's all good.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that, Pastor, do you like our scene, by the way, our nativity? Because we've been looking at it for the past, four Sundays during Advent. And I got to say, Pastor, I try to focus on your sermon. But that black and white thing, from a distance, it looked like it's all boogaloo. And it keeps staring at me. And it never blinks. But anyway, I think it's adorable. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with my friends, the people who go here. We all have seen it, but it's cute, isn't it? It is. So yeah, the only thing, I've been planning to sing O Holy Night. And I know that song backwards and forwards. It's my favorite song. I can sing it in my sleep, as you all probably can as well. A favorite, right? It's a classic. But I don't have a voice tonight, and I apologize. But in the interim, Pastor had mentioned on Sunday that you hadn't heard Mary Did You Know all season. And I was thinking, if you're all amenable to it, if you would be so kind as to sing with me, I think you might know it, right? You've heard it, right? If you could sing along with me, maybe drown me out a little bit, because this stuff's not working for me. the whole thing, the whole throat and nose. I thought I had it under control on Sunday, but I shouldn't have even come to church, but I did. But I've been in bed for the past couple of days, but there's only one Christmas Eve, and I said to the Lord, I want to be here. And so I'm here. I can't sing. So anyway, Rick?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary,
tonight that you've heard many times before. The Christmas story, Jesus is born, Bethlehem, and all of the angels singing in chorus, rejoicing. Spread the good news. This is our task, isn't it? It's to spread the good news of Jesus and what he did for us. And this is the very beginning, the most important time in history, when Jesus Christ came to earth. God sent his Son to be our Redeemer, to be our Savior. You know? Isn't that wonderful? And he prepared everything in advance. We've been looking for some time now about all the prophecies from the book of Isaiah and other places in the Old Testament, and how God made it crystal clear that he was coming. The Messiah was coming. And the people were waiting and looking and longing. You remember Simeon said, Lord, just let me live until I see him, you know. And what a hope they had, you know, thinking about that. And I was, I mentioned this a number of times before. But, you know, they were waiting for Jesus to come the first time. We're waiting for him to come the second time, aren't we? Looking forward to that day when Jesus comes again. He's going to rule and reign. We've seen that. And we're looking forward to that time. And tonight, God did everything he had to do in order to get ready. And I have this little reading here from Harold John Ockingay. And it says, getting ready for the drama. Okay? He expressed it in such a wonderful way. What a night Christmas Eve was in the spiritual heavens. The great congregation around the throne was waiting for the moment called the fullness of time to strike. When the second person of the Trinity should come forth, born under the law, born of a woman. Earth was oblivious to the great event which took place in Bethlehem. But the innumerable hosts of heaven were waiting to worship, praise, and glorify the newborn babe. Because the fullness of the time was come. On that night in heaven, a farewell took place between the Father and the Son. Christ was coming into the world. Now, let us turn our attention to earth. What was happening here? The first event was the arrival of the Holy Family at Bethlehem. The fullness of Mary's time had come. Remember what she had been pondering in her heart during the previous months, now drawn to a close? The great announcement that her son was to be the Son of God, and that she was a chosen vessel of God, prepared to be the mother of Jesus. She remembered and pondered what Elizabeth had said in her greeting during the visit in the hill country of Judea. She remembered also the prophecies of the Old Testament scriptures, which she had read and incorporated in the Magnificat. The next event was the incarnation by the virgin birth. The event on which all history turns was unheralded, unattended, and unknown, except for the animals and the angels. This was the advent of the prophetic sign that a virgin will conceive and bear a son, and call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Immediately the divine command was fulfilled. The next step in the drama was the appearance of the angels to a few shepherds, faithful men in the field who believed the prophecies and who had prepared their hearts. The veil which separates earth from heaven was drawn back, and they saw the heavenly host reaching beyond the sight of eye. Simultaneously, in a far-off nation, the wise man, studying the sky, saw the appearance of a new star. They were men chosen of God because of their search for truth. When they saw the star, they knew either from general revelation or from Jewish scriptures that the King of the Jews was born. They began their extensive preparations to proceed and with allegiance and with gifts to do homage to the child. In the wise men, we have the forerunners of many who were and are yet to come to worship the Christ child. Says that's the reason the wise men came to Jerusalem and then to Bethlehem, was to worship him, right? To adore him. I like the song, "Oh Come, Let Us Adore Him." Right? Yes, that's our purpose tonight, is to adore our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the greatest that could ever be. We need to spread the good news to others. So here, you know, and this is the thing. As you read this in the Bible, you know, it's not just an entertaining story. Something to get your attention, like you might see on television or something, you know, some of these stories. But this is true. You see, maybe some people might have a difficult time believing that. And yet, the Word of God is always true. You read it all the way from the beginning, all the way through to the end. And He gives us the truth. He's telling the story of Christ coming into the world and all that it means to us. You know, why did He come? He came to save us from our sins. I said, well, I'm not a sinner. I never killed anybody. I never, you know, robbed a bank or anything like that. Well, we're all sinners, right? We're all sinners because of our forefathers. They brought us into sin, and then we have, somewhere along the line, stepped out of line, right? Let's be honest. Anyway, we see here that Jesus came to save us. The long-awaited Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One, the King of Israel, was born. And how did this all come about? Well, we know the story, but I'm going to go through it anyway. We find here the emperor gave a decree. I was reading about him this week. Octavian was his name, but he thought he was greater than that, so he called himself Augustus. You see, that's about as good as you can get, right? Augustus. Here, he's the greatest one, and declared that people should worship him and so forth. And so he sends out this decree saying, hey, you know, you've got to go back to your former hometown and register for taxation. First century, they had taxation. They probably had it long before that as well. What do you think? Something you can't get away from, right? With death and taxes. You know, that's it. And so here, we find that the emperor is having them go back to their former homes. The prophet Micah had already declared that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. Now you remember, Mary and Joseph lived in Nazareth, right, up in Galilee. And so they had to leave Nazareth and go to Bethlehem, about 90 miles away, in order for this birth to take place in the proper place. So they made this census of all the people in the empire for taxation purposes. Everyone was required to return to their birthplace. So Joseph returned to Bethlehem. He was of the house and lineage of David. Mary was also. They both were descendants of King David. And Jesus then becomes the son of David. And so we have here his being born in the proper place at the right time. You know, God doesn't make mistakes. You know, He never does. And when He says something is going to happen, that's the way it is. It wasn't a coincidence, you know, that this just happened to work out that way. But He was working behind the scenes. You know, I like to read it in the Bible many times, to see things happening all around. And you wonder, well, how could they be? But God is working behind the scenes. You know, in the book of Esther, it doesn't even mention God. And yet it's so obvious that he's the one who is working, right? And so all the other important people back then, Daniel and the others, in Babylon, most pagan country in all the world, I guess. And yet he was faithful to God there in that place. And God is working. And you know, for each one of us tonight, God can work in our lives as well, right? And he is. He is working. You say, well, I mean, I don't know. What's he doing? That's up in the air, isn't it? But anyway, we can believe and trust that God is working in our behalf. You know? He told Jeremiah that he did it because he loved him. He was with him, right? And we are loved of God as well. God loves the world. He loves everyone. And he wants them to come to him and to be saved and to know him as their Lord and Savior. So anyway, we find here this decree went forth, and Joseph went from Nazareth up to down to Bethlehem, and Mary was there. It was time for her to have the baby. You know, think about Mary. We were talking about her in one of the messages recently, thinking about this young lady, probably a teenage girl, and all that she went through with the angel coming and announcing that she was going to be the mother of the Christ, and then it happened. I don't know how it happened. How do you think? The Holy Spirit came upon her and she became pregnant, right? That's what it says. And now the time has come. And it says in verse 7, she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Swaddling clothes. Now, I remember when we were in Italy, they took the babies and they would wrap them up so tight, you know, they couldn't even move, you know. And I think this is the idea of the swaddling clothes. You take these strips and put them all around them, wrapped them up. And that was the way they did it back then. But they had to make do with what they had. You say, what in the world? Why in the world would God cause these people to have to lay their baby in a manger, right? In a feeding trough, put it that way, right? For the animals, sort of was. And, I mean, you know, we sing these Christmas carols. We don't know for sure. But it talks about the ox and the ass and all of that, you know, that they are. Maybe they are. I don't know. We don't know for sure. But at any rate, we see it was very humble circumstances, right? Can at least say that. And we don't know if it was a cave or if it was a shed or someone's house with a special room and all of that. But it was a humble situation. And these people were common, ordinary people. Right? Just like us. Are you a common, ordinary person? Yes, I am. I don't know about you. But anyway, there was nothing special about them. They didn't have halos, you know, or anything like that. They were just ordinary people that believed God and did what he told them. You know, and that's what God wants us to do, isn't it? Huh? Trust and obey. Well, there's no other way. To be happy in Jesus, trust and obey. That's it. If you don't obey, you won't be happy. I know that for sure. You've got to obey the Lord in what he tells you to do. Anyway, coming back to the story here. We notice here then the shepherds come in. Now the shepherds are the ones who kept the sheep. Many times there in Bethlehem, from what I understand, were the sheep that were offered up in sacrifice at Jerusalem. And Bethlehem wasn't very far from Jerusalem. And they had the fields out there where the shepherds would care for these sheep that were going to be sacrificed to God. And these shepherds were out there in the field at night. Now we know it was at night, right? Because there, here they are. And the angel appears to them. The angel of the Lord came and said, the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And the sky just lit up. Right? There it is. And God's glory was shining as he was proudly presenting to these shepherds, hey, my son is being born in Bethlehem. There it is. The angel of the Lord came. And the angel said, fear not. You know, they always say that. You know, you can imagine the angels, every time they appear, the first thing they ever say is, fear not. You know why? Because whoever they're talking to is scared to death. That's the reason. Yeah. It says, don't be afraid. Nothing's going to hurt you. I'm not going to smite you. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. My, what an announcement this is, huh? The good tidings, great news, joyful. You know, we could use some joy, couldn't we? What do you think? I think we could. We need some joy. And here we have a joyful message to believe and to tell others about. Huh? That's what it's all about. We have a Savior, you know. So why do we act like we're, I don't know, I guess human nature, right? I know it's like Mary's got a cold, I've got a cold, other people got a cold, everybody's cold, right? Yeah, that's true. And I've been sneezing and carrying on all day. But anyway, I'm thankful so far I haven't sneezed yet. I hope everybody don't get up and leave if I do. But anyway, we have here a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And says, so this is going to be your sign. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. Now how many babies do you think were in a manger in Bethlehem? I dare say there was only one. You know, that's not where you put a baby. And so here we find this was all they had. And they gave him this sign so that they would know where to go. And then suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts. You know, how many angels are there? What do you think? Some people have spent their whole lives, I think, studying this, trying to figure out how many angels can get on the head of a pen or something like that. You heard that? Yeah. At any rate, we find here a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God, and say, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Glory to God. You know, he's the one who deserves all the glory, isn't he? Who else does? Who can we glorify? Huh? It's God. He's the one. He's the one who's created all things. He's the one who maintains all things. He's the one who saves us and keeps us and helps us in all that we do. So, glory to God in the highest. Okay, that's up there. And on earth, peace, goodwill to men. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had peace on earth? Huh? Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Okay? So if you have a peaceful heart, you know, as a beginning, right? Spread that. Spread it out to others. Hey, you can have peace. Put your faith in Jesus. Put your faith in God. And he will give you his peace. Peace of God. that passes all understanding, right? We don't understand it, and yet it's true. It came to pass then as the angels were gone away from him. As quickly as they came, the angels were gone, right? And now the shepherds say, hey, what are we supposed to do? He says, why don't we go to Bethlehem and see this thing which the Lord has given us to do? Right? Makes sense. You know, when you receive a message from the Lord, and this was a message from the Lord, I heard a preacher saying that this is funny. He was talking about the angel that came and spoke to Zacharias, you know, the priest, in the temple, and so forth. And after he gave him the message, the priest, Zacharias said, you know, what sign do I have that this is going to come to pass? God sent an angel all the way from heaven down here to give him this message, and he didn't have sense enough to know that that's what it was all about, right? So, you know, sometimes I think maybe we all fall into that category, perhaps, and we think, well, you know, it's just too good to be true. We can't believe that, you know. How can we know that this is true? Well, we know it's true because it's in God's Word, and God's Word is true. Right? Now, is that reasoning in the circle? Maybe it is. But anyway, we find here the angels. Came to pass as the angels were gone away from into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go. Let us now go. Not next week, not next month. Let us now go, even to Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. See, if the Lord makes something known to you, then it's important. And we need to follow through with that. Now, I know, don't get me this. I'm not trying to add to Scripture. I'm not saying that God's going to say something to us that's not in there. But He does. He does speak to our hearts. Doesn't He? I think He does. And so at any rate, let's go see for ourselves. So they came with haste. Notice. They went in a hurry. They didn't just fool around. They came with haste, and they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby. Just the three of them. There wasn't any great entourage there with everybody singing and everything. It was just Mary, Joseph, and the baby. Lying in the manger. Just exactly as the angel had said. And when they saw it, they made known abroad, notice, and saying, which was the saying that which was told them concerning this child. They made it known abroad. You see? People that believe something should be telling others, you know, what they believe. Right? I know something. And I'm guilty many times myself, not doing all that I should do in spreading the gospel, but we need to do that. That is biblical, right? Something we should do. Just like these shepherds, they went after they saw the baby there and they realized that he was truly the Son of God, they went out and told everybody else too. On their way back to their sheep and everything, they spread the message. And Jesus said to the disciples, you remember what he said? Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The ones who believe and are baptized shall be saved. The ones that don't believe will be lost. So, what does that say? The Christian, the believer, is responsible to spread the gospel. He can't save anybody. But if the person will believe, then they can put their faith and trust in Christ. That's what it's all about. And so here they are. They found the baby. And now they're going on their way back. And I just imagine that they were never the same again. What do you think? When you come in contact with Jesus, your life is different. You know? I was saved when I was 15 years old. Steve was saved when he was 7 or 8 or something like that, I think. You know? But from then on, you're different. Because God has come into your life. Whoa! What do you think? And we can put our faith and trust in Him and know that He is with us to help us in every situation of life. So, and all they that heard it wondered at those things. I imagine they did. Which were told them by the shepherds. Are these guys telling us the truth, or are they just a bunch of nuts? What do you think? And here we are. And so he says, no, they wondered. And you know, it'd be great to make people wonder about something. You know, the word wonder, we say, that's wonderful, full of wonder. These people were wondering, could this be? You know, these were Jewish people who knew the Old Testament, and they knew that the Messiah was coming. So no doubt they must have thought, could it possibly be true? And anyway, we find here the spreading of the good news to these people. But notice Mary, it says in verse 19. This is in contrast to all these people wondering. It says, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She didn't wonder, she pondered, right? And thought upon them and tried to see what they really meant to her. And all through her life, no doubt, from then on, Mary pondered a number of things, right? And she was there when Jesus was hung on the cross, there at the foot of the cross, still wondering, what's going on here? My son dying on the cross, and yet she put her faith and trust in Him. And shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them. Oh my, how wonderful. Glorifying and praising God. You know, we need to praise God for all that He does for us. He's always with us and helps us. You say, well, He hasn't helped me very much. Well, maybe it's because you don't obey Him. But anyway, that's that's the story. That's what happened on that first Christmas night. And the thing is, Jesus was born then, and He's still living today. He's with us. He is here. And we can put our faith and trust in Him and seek to spread the good news to others. May the Lord bless His word to our hearts. Father, we thank You for tonight, for the opportunity to look at this story, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ into this world, Lord. We've heard it so many times, sometimes it becomes monotonous perhaps, but we need to realize that it's so true. And we love You, and we do want to serve You. Bless us and guide us tonight. Be with our missionaries, bless them as they're out on the fields in various places, spreading the good news of the gospel. May Your holy will be done, we pray, in Jesus' name.
Sing two verses of Silent Night, verse 2, a cappella. I'll get us started.
Silent Night, holy night, all is calm.
candles tonight, we are reminded that the light of the world came that night, that he shone that light all around throughout his life, and then he gave that light to be crucified on the cross, to shed his blood, to pay the price for all of our sins, that he could free us from darkness and bring us into the light of his glorious salvation. Mm-hmm. We thank you for the light, and Jesus says we are the light. We're the city on the hill that cannot be hidden. A candle that you don't hide under something. You hold it out to shine forth the light, even as we've heard preached tonight. Father, we pray that as we leave here, we will be warmed by the light of the joy of Jesus, the truth that he has shown us as he's revealed you to us, and that we will tell others about him and all that he did for them, that they could be saved and set free and walk in the light, even as you are in the light. Father, thank you for this time together tonight. We pray that your Holy Spirit will seal to each of our hearts what you'd have us take, and may we share that with others as we leave tonight. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.